وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We continue the lesson we're taking from المنظومة الرائية في السنة للإمام أبي القاسم الزنجاني رحمه الله. This is poem number 32. قال الناظم رحمه الله: وما قاله جهم فحقا ضلالة، وبشر فما أبداه جهلا قد انتشر، وجعد فقد أرداه خبث مقاله، وأما ابن كلاب فأقبح بما ذكر، وجاء ابن كرام بهجر ولم يكن له قدم في العلم لكنه جسر، وسقف هذا الأشعري كلامه، وأربى على من قبله من ذوي الدبر، فما قاله قد بان للحق ظاهرا، وما في الهدى عمدا لمن ماز وادكر، يكفر هذا ذاك فيما يقوله، ويذكر ذا عنه الذي عنده ذكر. الإمام أبو القاسم رحمه الله in this nadam he mentioned the names of some of the leaders of deviation. And from them he mentioned Jahm ibn Safwan. Also he mentioned Ja'd ibn Dirham. Also he mentioned ibn Kullab. Ibn Kullab, his name is Abdullah ibn Sa'id ibn Kullab. Abdullah ibn Sa'id ibn Kullab is one of the great deviators. هذا أبو عبد الله محمد ابن كرام. أبو عبد الله محمد ابن كرام. This is the name of ابن كرام. عبد الله ابن عبد الله أبو عبد الله محمد ابن كرام. So what's the name of ابن كلاب؟ عبد الله ابن سعيد. Abdullah ibn Sa'id ibn Kullab. Ahsant. How about ibn Karram? Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Karram. How about Ja'ad? Ja'ad ibn Dirham. How about Jahm? Jahm ibn Safwan. How about Bishr? Bishr al-Mirrisi. And then he said, وَسَقَّفَ هَذَا الْأَشْعَرِيُّ كَلَامَهُ وأربى على من قبله من ذوي الدبر. He said, وما قاله جهم. What جهم said, فحقا truthfully, in truth, طلالة is misguidance. وبشر فما أبداه جهلا قد انتشر. And what بشر made apparent, it spread. وجعد فقد أرداه خبث مقاله. And what destroyed Ja'ad is the evilness of his statement. وَأَمَّا ابْنُ كُلَّابٍ فَأَقْبِحْ بِمَا ذَكَرَ. As for Ibn Kullab, consider evil, disgrace, what he mentioned. وَجَاءَ ابْنُ كَرَّامٍ بِهُجْرٍ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ. And Ibn Karram come with falsehood. هُجْرٍ أي بِبَاطِلٍ مِنَ الْكَلَامِ. He come with falsehood. ولم يكن له قدم في العلم لكنه جسر. But he had no knowledge. He didn't have depth in knowledge. لكنه جسر. So Ibn Kulab هذا, he was not from the people of knowledge. He wasn't. Yeah, he wasn't the people of knowledge. ولكنه جسر, من استجرأ. Yes, he was تجرأ. Was تجرأ means تجرأ. يعني someone, he has no knowledge, but at the same time, he go ahead and do talks like he has a knowledge, without any shy, without shyness, الجريء. نعم. Pretend. نعم. Yes, that's what it embolden. Yes. يعني جريء, شخص جريء. He thinks he is something and he's very aggressive. أي لم يكن من أهل العلم, ممن له حظ في العلم, لكنه جسر أي تجرأ وأقحم نفسه فيما ليس له, فيما ليس هو له بأهل, حيث خاض في أمور الدين العظام وقرر فيها تقريرات قالها بلا علم. بل كما سيأتي أنه كان عاميا ألكنا لا يفسح في الكلام, ومع ذلك جسر على أصول الدين وقواعد الشريعة الكبار وخاض فيها بالباطل, فأتى بهجر وباطل من القول لما كان عنده من جسارة على الكلام في مسائل الدين وأصوله بلا علم ولا فهم. وسيأتي في قصة ما يبين حاله حسب ما أوردها الشارح رحمه. So this man, this man Ibn Karam, the Sheikh Abdul Razak Hafidhullah said, he had no knowledge, but at the same time he aggressively talked about a big matters in the religion, and he made a lot of falsehood principles. But he was a layman, even he didn't know how to talk. With this deficiency and ignorance, he attacked the principles and the fundamentals of the legislation, and he talked about it with falsehood and ignorance. Then he said, وَسَقَّفَ هَذَا الأشعري كلامه. أن أشعري, أبو الحسن الأشعري, he made the speech of this, the statement of this, so high. He supported وأربع على من قبله من ذوي الدبر. And he increased those who were before him, those who preceded him, of أهل الحركة, those who were upon destruction. He, Abu al-Hasan Ash'ari, he, what they mentioned, he made it high, he spread it, and he even mentioned more corruption. طيب. The Sheikh Abdul Razak, he said, والبدعة غالبا إما تنصب إلى المؤسس مثل الكرامية والجهمية, أو تنصب إلى نوع البدعة كالمرجئة والرافضة, أو إلى المكان الذي اشتهرت فيه كالحرورية مثلا. The Sheikh said the innovation sometimes it is ascribed to the founder, the one who come with the bid'ah, like the Karramiyah and the Jahmiyah. Karramiyah is ascribing to who? Abdullah ibn Karram. And Jahmiyah is ascribed to who? Jahm bin Safwan. So sometimes the innovation is given the name of the founder. So it's being said, this is Jahmi. So and so is Jahmi. Why you call him Jahmi? His name is not Jahmi. His name is Zayd. Why you call Jahm? Because he is upon the innovation of Jahm bin Safwan. So he is Jahmi. He take the name of the founder of that specific innovation, or the innovation is ascribed to the innovation itself, like kalmurji'a, rafida. Murji'a, those who say the action is not from the faith. Rafida, those who rejected the khilafah of Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman. Or it's ascribed to the place that the he said kal haruriya, like the Khawarij, is where the battle of the Khawarij took place. فهناك جملة من المؤسسين للبدع اشتهرت وانتشرت وتأسست على أيديهم فمن هؤلاء ابن كرام. So there are some individuals who founded and come up with innovations, and it become famous by them. It is them who spread it, it is them who strengthened them, and therefore the Mu'allif, he mentioned some of them. Then the Shaykh said, فَمَا قَالَهُ قَدْ بَانَ لِلْحَقِّ ظَاهِرًا وَمَا فِي الْهُدَى عَمْدًا لِمَنْ مَازَ وَالذَّكَرَ. Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari, this is the one, the Sufiya, today they follow. The Sufiya, they follow today, Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari. They say we are Asha'ira, all the Muslims, 90 and more are Asha'ira. That's what they claim. They say we are Asha'ira. Who is Asha'ira? Abu al-Asha'ira is referring to Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari, the followers of Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari. Na'am, Ali ibn Ismail al-Ash'ari. Ali ibn Ismail hada, he went through three stages. First, he was Mu'tazili. He was upon the creed of man called Abdullah ibn al-Jubba'i, who married to his mother. This man, al-Jubba'i, married to the mother of Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari. So he was with him 40 years, taking the aqidah of Mu'tazila. Mu'tazila is another group founded by the one who this Mu'tazila is attached to. What is his name? Na'am, Wasil ibn Ata, who left, i'tazala an majlis man? Al-Hasan al-Basri. This man called Wasil ibn Ata, he was a student of Abu al-Hasan, was a student of Al-Hasan al-Basri, the great Tabi'i. Then Abu al-Hasan, Al-Hasan al-Basri was asked a question, and he answered. This man, Wasil ibn Ata, he didn't accept the answer of the Sheikh. So he left the Sheikh and he had his own gathering. I'tazala. He isolated himself from the Sheikh. So Mu'tazila are ascribed to this man. What this group come with? They had six principles. Al-Usul al-Sitta. They have six principles. To be Mu'tazili, you have to accept those six. One of it is, ماذا? Who remind us one of their, نعم? Denial, the description of Allah Azza wa Jal, on the way of Jahm. So in this matter, they are who? Jahmiyya. When it comes to the description, attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal, they are Jahmiyya. Remember anybody who doesn't accept the names and the description of Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned Quran and Sunnah, and doesn't accept the meaning of it, and doesn't follow the Sahaba and those who follow them with regard to that, is called Jahmi. Is ascribed to that man. Yes, that man, he didn't start it. His Sheikh Ja'ad bin Dirham, he was before him on that, but he spread it. The person sometimes he might spread the ilm, the knowledge and the guidance stronger than his sheikh. Stronger than his sheikh. How many sheikhs Imam Bukhari has had and we don't know them? Only few. How many sheikh Imam Bukhari has? Imam Shafi, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. And few are known. But those scholars are known. How many sheikhs Ibn Taymiyyah had? How many sheikhs Sheikh Albani our time had? For instance. So, it's because these ulama, they spread the sunnah and the guidance that their ulama, their mashayikh were upon. On the other hand, there are other individuals who spread the innovation and the deviation that their sheikhs were upon. So anything, anyone who deny either all the names and the description of Allah, like Jahm himself, or they deny only the descriptions and they accept the names, like the Mu'tazila, or they deny some of the descriptions and accept some, like Ibn Kulab, and then Al-Sha'ira, and the like, Maturidiya, all of them are called Jahmiyyah when it comes to the description of Allah. So Mu'tazila, they deviate in that mara. What else they had? Al-Manzila, Bain Al-Manzilatayn. This is what is specific to this group, Mu'tazila. They say the person who commit major sin, he drink alcohol, for instance, he is not a believer and he is not a disbeliever until he die. When he die, we wait. What he die on? If he repent from that major sin, he die upon what? He repented from that major sin. He die upon belief. So he's a believer. Okay? And if he died, why he didn't repent from that major sin? He died upon what? Disbelief. So the one who commit major sin in his lifetime, he's between that. He's not a believer and he's not a disbeliever. Manzila bayn manzila. He's between the two positions. But when he died, if he repented from the major sin, he become believer. If he died on the major sin, he's a disbeliever. Taib. Unlike the Khawarij, who said the one who commit major sin, he is a disbeliever. Okay? And unlike the Murji'ah, who said the one who commit a major sin, as long as he believes in his heart, he is not only a believer. Ahl Sunnah, they say he is a believer. He is complete believer. Complete believer. And Ahl Sunnah, they say the one who commit major sin, a drink alcohol, of course, believing is haram on him, he commit a sin. Do they believe he is a disbeliever like Khawarij? No. Do they believe like the Mu'tazila, he is between believing and disbelieving? No. Do they say as the Murji'a say he has a complete belief? No. What they say? Mu'minun bi imanihi fasiqun bi isyanihi. Because he believed the rule of Allah Azza wa Jal, that he commit a sin, he disobeyed Allah by drinking alcohol, he's a believer. And he, on the other hand, he commit a major sin by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, Mu'tazila, they have that principle. They have another one. Al-amru bil-ma'ruf wa nahyu al-munkar. They have also this principle, to enjoy the good and to forbid the evil. You have to enjoy the good, you have to forbid the evil, to be Mu'tazili. But what do they mean to enjoy the good, forbid evil? To go against the Muslim ruler, who, if he commit a major sin, if he commit a sin, to go against and to fight, revolt the Muslim ruler, if he commit a sin. So they are here with the who? With the Khawarij. They are Madhab al-Ikhwan, Madhab al-Ikhwan Muslimin, Madhab al-Khawarij. They are the same group. Okay, they have another principle. What it is? Al-Adl. What do they mean, Al-Adl? That the one who commit a major sin and he die on that, there's no shafa'ah for him. Allah must punish him. That's what they say. Justice. Al-Adl. Also, they have a principle. What it is? Na'am? Wajun. Yes, لابد من the fulfillment of the threatening. If the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he threatened the one who, for instance, consumed the wealth of the orphan. إن الذين يأكلون أموال اليتامى ظلما, they say Allah must fulfill that. That one must be punished. What Allah mentioned in that ayah. Also, they have another principle. نعم. Al-Wa'id. The one we mentioned. What was the one we talked about just a while? what is the principle? Infad al-Wa'id. That's the principle. Okay. Al-Adl is the Qadr. Yes. The Qadr. The Adl, justice. They have from the principle a justice. What do they mean the justice? Naam. That Allah, that there is no what? No Qadr. Denial of the Qadr. The denial of the Qadr. They say Allah didn't decree anything. Why? Because they say if we say Allah decree anything, how Allah is punishing the person when he commits sin. Therefore, Allah didn't decree anything. So they understand from Allah decreeing something, the understanding of Jabariyyah. That person has no free will. Therefore, they say no. Person has free will, which means to them, no Qadr. So they are Qadariya in that mara. Also, they have another principle, the last one. They are very beautiful name. How many principles we mentioned? We mentioned what? We mentioned five. One left. At-Tawheed. At-Tawheed. They say stick to the Tawheed. Be upon Tawheed. Don't miss the Tawheed. Die upon Tawheed. What do they mean Tawheed? Denial the description of Allah Azza wa Jal. Beautiful name. They say if you say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knowing, Allah is the all-hearing, Allah is powerful, you are mentioning many Allahs. Therefore, don't ascribe anything, describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any description. Allah doesn't have knowledge, Allah doesn't have this, Allah doesn't have this, Allah doesn't have this. Because saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this description, knowledgeable, powerful, creator, owner, and the like, you are believing many gods, many ilahs. Allah is one. Therefore, Tawheed. Allah one, no description. So this group Mu'tazila, how many mars they deviated? They deviated in what? In the asma wa sifat. And they deviated in the iman. The iman, yes. Also, the iman, did we mention? What did we mention? Al-manzila bayna manzilatayn. The iman, yes, the faith. Yes, they deviated in that, in faith. Ahsanta. Also, they deviated in the aqidat al-khawarij. They were on khawarij. Al-amr bil-ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar. And also, the qadr. They say, ماذا? They denied the qadr. They were jabariya in that field. Also, they say, they denied the shafa'a based on al-manzila bayna manzilatayn. So here we know that the same group may have many deviations. You understand? They may have many deviations. The same group, they have many deviations. They have many deviations. Not only in one area, Tayyib. So this man, this Abu al-Hasan Ash'ari, so the first he was Mu'tazili. He was on the madhab of his stepfather. Okay? 40 years. Then he asked questions one time to his sheikh. And the sheikh didn't answer. He was not able to answer. They say he went to the member. He took off his khamis. And he said, the one who doesn't know me, know me. The one who knows me, I am Abu al-Hasan Ash'ari. I took off the aqidah of so-and-so, of Mu'tazila, as I took off my khamis. So he was so strong on his. Then in second situation, he became the aqidah of Ibn, ماذا? Aqidah of who? ابن كلاب. عبد الله بن سعيد ابن كلاب. What is his عقيدة؟ This man's عقيدة is to accept what they call الصفات ماذا؟ العقلية السمع السبعة. To believe that Allah has only سبحانه وتعالى seven descriptions. Ibn Kulab. Again, what's his name? Abdullah ibn Sa'id. This is the one that Asha'ira, the Sufi, have this, their aqidah. This is the second stage of Abu al-Hasan Ash'ari. He left the aqidah al-i'tizal. Who was Jahmiya? And he accepted aqidah of Ibn Kulab, who said to believe al-hayah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the description of alive, knowledge, power, willing, hearing, seeing, and talk. But even this, he has a deficiency, how he affirmed. This, by the way, this sab'a sifatun tantalim is in the book of Mawlid, the Sufiya, when they celebrate for the birthdays of the Prophet ﷺ, there is a book they read called Majmu' al-Sharaf al-Anam. They mention in that book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sab'a sifatin tantadim. Then they mention the nazm. They mention the nazm. I don't memorize it. I forget. I used to. So, this is Ibn Kulab. So, Abu al-Hasan Ash'ari, he take this madhab. And he refused the Mu'tazila. He refused the Mu'tazila. In some area, he refused means he refuting in some area. Some area they are the same. When it comes to the description, they are all Jahmiya. They are all Jahmiya. When it comes to the sifat, they are all Jahmiya. They deny, but they may differ the way they deny. Some of them deny all of it. Some of them deny the names, deny all the sifat. Because Mu'tazil, they deny all the sifat, but they accepted the names. They say Allah has names. All these names, they affirm the Mu'tazila. But they deny the description of Allah Azza wa Jal. Where Jaham, he deny all of it. And Ibn Kulab, he accepted seven of the descriptions. He accepted the names and seven of the descriptions. The rest of the description of Allah, he denied. So Abu al-Hasan, first he was Jahmi. He was Mu'tazili. He was Mu'tazili, denying all the descriptions. Then he followed Ibn Kulab. He affirmed only seven, he denied the rest. And then the third situation, he became Ahl Sunnah. He became Ahl Sunnah. He left that madhab and he became Ahl Sunnah, affirming the description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna al-Ash'ariyya كان معتزليا فتاب منه بالبصرة فوق المنبر ثم أظهر فضائح المعتزلة وقبائحهم. يعني أشعري he was معتزلي. Then معتزلي means he was upon the six principles of that group, including denying all the description of Allah Azza wa Jalla. واضح. He make توبة on the Iraq city called Basra on the top of the member. He stood on the member and he announced his repentance from the Aqidah of Mu'tazila, and he refused them and he mentioned how they contradict him, and he attacked them. طيب. الإمام الذهبي said رأيت لأبي الحسن أربعة تواليف في الأصول يذكر فيها قواعد مذهب السلف في الصفات وقال فيها تمر كما جاءت ثم قال وبذلك أقول وبه أدين ولا تؤول. إمام ذهب رحمه الله mentioned that he saw four books authored by Abu al-Hasan, and in those four books, when it comes to the صفات of Allah, he says to accept it as it comes, not to deny, not to twist it. And that's what I'm saying. And this is what I see, a religion. And it shouldn't be ماذا? Twisted. تأويل. البعض. هذه الكتب الأربعة التي يشير إليها الذهبي رحمه الله، وهي تحكي المرحلة الأخيرة من حياة الأشعري، ذكرها ابن القيم مجتمعة في بيت واحد من النونية، فقال: وكذا على الأشعري فإنه في كتبه قد جاء بالتبيان من موجز وإبانة ومقالة ورسائل للثغر ذات بيان. فهذه الكتب الأربعة قرر فيها الأشعري عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة. ويقول الذهبي في كتاب العلو للعلي الغفار: وكان أبو الحسن الأشعري أولا معتزليا. إمام ذهبي سيس أبو الحسن الأشعري again remember he's the one the Sufi are following when it comes to the عقيدة they are following they say we are أشاعرة. Okay, so they following when he was in three stages we mentioned. First, he was what? Mu'tazili, who deny when it comes to the description of Allah, all the description of Allah. Then he become what? Kullabi. He become Kullabi, following Ibn Kullab. When it comes to the sifat of Allah, what he accepted? Seven, he deny all the rest of the sifat. And even the way he accept those seven is not correct. But ala kulli hal, at all they say, we accept. Even the way they affirm is not sound. There is some issue with it, each one. For instance, they say he accepted Allah speaks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks. What do you mean Allah speaks? Is the Quran speech of Allah? They say Quran is speech of Allah, but it's a creation. So it's not a description of Allah. No, it's a description of Allah when it comes to in the sense that it is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then it is Jibreel who express in the Quran we recite, he expressed the speech of Allah in Allah azza wa jal in the Quran we recite. So they say the Quran we recite is a speech of Allah, but it's not description, it's not sifa for Lillah. It's something Allah created it. It's angel Jibreel's talk. Speech. But the description of Allah, the speech of Allah, which is a description, Allah doesn't, subhanahu wa ta'ala, speak it by, through words, through voice, through letters. No. So, to summarize, they don't believe Quran truly being a speech of Allah. They don't believe Quran being a description of Allah. They are with that. So they are lafziya. So in the second scenario, he was kullabi. So he said, Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari, he was mu'tazili. أخذ من أبي علي الجبائي ثم نابذه ورد عليه. First he was mu'tazili. He took from Abu Ali al-Jubba'i. Then he threw him and he refuted him. وصار متكلما للسنة وافق أئمة الحديث and he became saying معناه saying the sunnah and he go along with the scholars of hadith فلما انتهى أصحابنا فلو انتهى أصحابنا المتكلمون إلى مقالة أبي الحسن ولزموها لا أحسنوا ولكنهم خاضوا كخوض حكماء الأوائل في الأشياء ومشوا خلق المنطق فلا قوة إلا بالإمام الذهبي he says if our college of متكلمون if they would have said what Abu al-Hasan said means at the end of his life of affirming all the description of Allah according to the way the madhab salaf he said that would have been good. But they go on the way he was before that. ولهذا قرر الشيخ ابن تيمية في بعض كتبه أن من انتسب إلى أبي الحسن في مرحلة الأخيرة فهو من أهل السنة. ولكن الانتساب نفسه لا يصح. وعامة الأشاعر ينتسبون إلى أبي الحسن في مرحلته الثانية. وهي مرحلة تاب منها ورجع إلى عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة. فجمعوا بين خطأين خطأ الانتساب إلى رجل في قول تاب منه وخطأ الاعتقاد الذي هم عليه فهم ليسوا أتباعا له، لأن هذا الذي يدعون أنهم أتباعه أتباعه فيه قد تاب منه ورجع عنه إلى عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة، بل قد حاول بعضهم التشكيك في كتب الأخيرة، وبعضهم يزعم أنه أدخل فيها ما ليس منها وأشياء من هذا القبيل، لأنهم وجدوها تصادمه مصادمة تامة فيما يعتقدونه، منتسبين فيه إلى أبي الحسن الأشعري رحمه الله. To summarize, أبو الحسن أشعري, some people, those who say today they are أشاعرة, they follow أبو الحسن أشعري, they follow when أبو الحسن أشعري was ماذا on the madhab of ابن كلاب. So in reality they are كلابية, because أبو الحسن أشعري he left the madhab of ابن كلاب and he took the madhab of أهل السنة والجماعة of believing the names and description of Allah. So those who saying today from the Sufia they are Asha'ira, they have two mistakes. One, they are ascribing themselves to Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari in the situation he repent from it. Like the Christian today saying they follow Prophet Isa. So this is wrong. They are not following Prophet Isa. Likewise, those Sufia who say they are Asha'ira, they are not following Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari. They are lying. Because Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari, he left what they are upon. That's one mistake. Second thing, the other mistake they have is that what they believe is wrong. Regardless, Abu al-Hasan used to be upon or not, or not, it doesn't matter. If somebody is upon falsehood, that doesn't justify, but he attached himself to a great scholar like the Sufia. They say they are Shafi'iyah, they are Hanafiyah, they are Hanabila, they are Malikiyah. We are following Aim al-Arba'ah. That's not helping them when it comes to their aqeedah, because they are not following them in aqeedah. So this should be known. They say we are Asha'ira, and reality they are not Asha'ira, they are Kullabiyya. And Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari left that wrong path. Even if he would have remained Rahimahullah and would have remained Kullabi, only accepting seven sifat, seven description of Allah Azza wa Jal, even if that would have been the case, it wouldn't help them, because Abu al-Hasan, he is not a prophet. He is not a messenger of Allah. He is one of the Muslims. So if he was upon haq, yes, the truth will be accepted. But if he was on falsehood, because of him, that falsehood will not be something right, will not be true. Then the Imam said, the Sheikh Abdul Muhsin, Sheikh Abdul Razak, hafidhahullah, said, وثقف هذا الأشعري كلامه وأربى على من قبله من ذوي الدبر، فما قاله قد بان للحق ظاهرة، وما في الهدى عمدا لمن ماز والذكر. أربع على من قبله من ذوي الدبر، يقولون في كتب اللغة دبر القوم يدبرون دبارا، هلكوا وأدبروا إذا ولوا أمرهم إلى آخرهم. فقوله ذوي الدبر أي هلك، يعني أصحاب الآراء المدبرة. نعم دبور أي الهالك، أيوة صحيح الدبوري، بارك الله في أبو وائل. طيب قال فما قال أي أبو الحسن قد بان للحق ظاهر، بان فساده وخطأه ومجانبته للحق والصواب، لأن الحق ظاهر. وما في الهدى عمدا لمن ماز والذكر، الحق والهدى ظاهر بين لمن ماز، أي لمن ميز بين الأمور. يقولون ماز الشيء ميزا وميزة، فصل بعضه عن بعض، والذكر أي اعتبر، فهل من مدكر أي متعد ومعتبر. فمن ماز بين الأمور وفرق بين المختلفات وميز بينها عرف الحق من الضلال. أي إن من ينظر إلى أقوال أبي الحسن الأشعري تلك التي تاب منها ورجع عنها، ونظر إلى المعتقد الذي عليه أهل السنة المبني على الوحي، وقارن بينها وبين ما عليه أهل الكلام الباطل، يجد فرقا واضحا. وهذا لا يتحقق لكل أحد وإنما يتحقق لمن ماز والذكر. So the مؤلف he says the one who made comparison between what Abu al-Hasan Ash'ari was when he was Kullabi. The one who made comparison between what Abu al-Hasan was and what Ahlul Sunnah were, now he knows the difference. But in order somebody to do so, he has to have distinction and he has to have i'tibar. He has to have i'tibar. So all those who have been mentioned, they all these individuals, Jahm, Bishr, Ja'ad, Ibn Kulab, Ibn Karram, and Abu al-Hasan Ash'ari before he repented to the madhab of Salaf, all of them deviated in the Asma wa Sifat. When it comes to the names and the description of Allah, they deviated in different ways. But also they deviated other fields in Qadr, in Iman, in ماذا in sifat, yes, and qadr in iman. Khuruj is not from the iman, yes, because the sabab of khuruj, yes, actually khuruj, some of them go against the Muslim ruler while they still consider him Muslim. Here is a question. This word Tawheed, Abu Imam said, reminded me of Tawheed. This book is like this book. Book of Imam Ahmad, Usul al-Sunnah. For instance, have we seen the scholar mentioning the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, Aqsam al-Tawheed, Tawheed al-Ruwayy, Tawheed al-Ulu, Tawheed Asma al-Sifa? Have we seen so far? All these last, these 2 weeks. Muhammad Ali, you hear about Tawheed, that the three aspects of Tawheed, you didn't hear it. Why not? Isn't the Tawheed is more important than other subjects? Yes, Osama? Did the Sheikh mention? He didn't mention it. And he's not going to mention the rest. This is the way he finished. And these are the principles. He is affirming, he's refuting those. طيب, so why? نعم أحمد. أحسنت بارك الله فيه. Because the deviation in the توحيد, توحيد الألوهية started later. The deviation started with the توحيد of الأسماء والصفات. The Tawheed of Allah, the rights of Allah, Azza wa Jal, 3. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat. The deviation started in what? Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat. Therefore, Ahlul Sunnah, they refute those who differ that Tawheed. Al-Imam Abu Ibn Khuzaymah, he has a book, very noble book, mashallah. You think he's one of the our time, current scholars, how he detailed the language, the easing of language, how he refused those who denied the description of Allah. It's called Kitabu Tawheed wa Ithbatu Sifati Rabbi Azza wa Jal. Ibn Khuzayma, Sahib al-Sahih, from the great Muhaddithin, Shafi'i. Naam. He died when? 300? 300 some. Like close to the time of Al-Barbahari. Ibn Khuzaymah رحمه الله. So he has kitab, kitab al-tawheed. The name of kitab al-tawheed wa ithbat sifat Rabbi Azza wa Jal. This is about tawheed al-asma wa sifat. Al-Imam Bukhari, khalq af'al al-ibad wa al-rad ala al-jahmiya wa ashab al-ta'atil. Asma wa sifat and the qadr. Tayyib. Imam Ahmad al-rad ala al-jahmiya. Al-Imam Muzani, the student of Imam Shafi, sharh al-sunnah. Al-Imam Barbahari, sharh al-sunnah. الشريعة للآجر. But the shirk come later on. from the scholars who mention, but not in detail, from the early scholars, is Al-Imam Al-Tahawi. كذلك Imam Al-Qayrawani, أحسنت أبا قتادة, بارك الله فيك. So, Al-Imam Al-Qayrawani, Al-Maliki, Al-Imam Abu Ja'far Al-Tahawi, Al-Hanafi, those two alim, they mentioned the Tawheed, أقسام التوحيد. But in a very brief way, very brief way, not in detail. Because again, the spread of shirk was not that as it became later on. Nasallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So things were getting worse until now, our time, with the ulama, the author. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Sheikh Sa'di has a book about refuting the atheists, the mulhideen. Because there are people started denying and spreading the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal in lordship. So, subhanAllah, see where we're going through. They started denying, even the Jahmiyyah, they come later. The Khawari was not denying that Asma wa Sifat. The Shia were not denying Asma wa Sifat at the beginning. The Qadariya were not denying Asma wa Sifat at the beginning. Later, those who come deny. So things are getting worse. Even the Sufia, those they attach themselves to, they ascribe themselves to, of Fudayl ibn Ayyad and others, Mutasawwifa, they didn't have shirk. They had more concern about ibadah and zuhud and isolating themselves and a lot of things. But they did it in a way the Prophet didn't do it. But at the same time, they were adhering to Quran and Sunnah. But those who come after them, they increase until a clear disbeliever has come to claim that the saints control the universe and they are Sufiya. Taruk Salat, he doesn't pray. He said the Salah has been lifted off because Allah said, Wa'bud Rabbaka hatta yatiyaka al-yaqeen. Worship Allah until the yaqeen, the certainty comes to you. They say, Alhamdulillah, we have certainty. We have no doubt about Allah's Tawheed. Therefore, from here, no ibadah. So they start drinking alcohol, leaving Salah, all these things. Taha Hussein and his group. Sudan and others. So you see here how, nasallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa al-afi, things are getting worse. Until today you find people gave all the rights of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, to human being. Read the book of Fuyudatul Rabbani al-Ma'athir al-Qadiriyya. What is in this book? When it comes to Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jailani. When it comes to Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jailani. When it comes to Asma wa Sifat, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jailani. They didn't leave anything for Allah. You want an example? When it comes to, subhanAllah, when it comes to the Rububiyyah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb, the creator, the owner, the controller of the universe. Nobody has control. What they say, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jailani said, which is a lie, just like the Christians lie about Prophet Isa, the Sufiya Qadiriya lie about Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jailani. Allah, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jailani was not Sufi, by the way. He used to warn against Sufiya. Sheikh Abdul Qadir never been Sufi. He never ascribed himself to Sufi. He was alim, he was humble. He was on the madhab of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Na'am, no question on that. But because, as Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned, he had what's called some karamat. Yani, some karamat. So in that book, they say, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jailani said, Malaktu biladallahi sharqan wa maghriban. Wa in shi'tu afnaytu al-anama bilahdati. And I possess the land of Allah from the east to the west. And if I wish, I destroy the creation with a blink of an eye. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jailani says it. All the land of Allah is mine. If I want to destroy the creation, I destroy it so fast with a blink of an eye, everything is gone. This is what Tawheed is. What he see again is Tawheed of Rububiyyah. Come to Tawheed al-Ibadah. مريدي توسل بي وكن بي واثقا لأحميك في الدنيا ويوم القيامة. أو مريدي call me, توسل بي أي أدعوني. And be or rely on me to save you in this life and the hereafter. Call me, ask me. توحيد of أولوهية. توحيد الأسماء والصفات. وأعلم علم الله أحصي حروفه وأعلم موج البحر كم هو موجته. I know all the knowledge of Allah. I encompass the knowledge of Allah. I know all the layers of the knowledge of Allah. I know all the knowledge of Allah without exception. Anything Allah knows, I know it. That's what Abu Ghadir Jailani, they say, he said. Not only that, they say Allah talks to Sha'd Abu Ghadir in that book over and over. You know how Allah, they say, address Sha'd Abu Ghadir Jailani? What they say? Allah said to him, yes, Ya Ghawthal A'azam, Ya Ghawthal A'azam, Ya Ghawthal A'azam, إن كان لك ولد فمات ولم تحزن عليه وكان لك ولك وكان والد فمات فلم تحزن عليه فأنت بمنزلة عندي من لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. نعم, the one who is upon the madhab, the school of جهمية for instance, or خوارج or قدرية or مرجئة المعتزلة and the like, and he is arfais, the haq is established like sabuni, and he rejects this. Yes, he is ahlu bidah. Yes, he is ahlu bidah. طيب, so that's why the early scholars, you don't find in this the books they mentioned, they mention their principle in it, they don't mention Tawheed and three aspects of Tawheed, because the issue was not back days that one. It was about Tawheed al-Asma wa sifat. By the way, the one who deny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal rose over his throne, ar-Rahman al-Arsh istawa, is he Jahmi or Mu'tazili or Ash'ari, or who? The question is not clear. The one who denies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above his throne, is he Jahmi, or he is Mu'tazili, or he is Ash'ari? Yes? نعم, السوفية على طريقة الشاعر. So, نعم, أحسنت. So anyone who denies that Allah سبحانه وتعالى is above his throne is who? He is what? جهمي. He is معتزلي. He is أشعري. In that, they are جهمي. Since the جهم is the one who propagated this, he is before أبو الحسن أشعري. He is before ابن كلاب. He is before علي بن الجبائي. جهم was before them, right? So whoever deviate in that path is being attached to Jahmi ibn Safwan. He is Jahmi. So if now some of the people they deny, like the Sufiya, they deny, they say Allah is not up. Allah is everywhere. You cannot say Allah is above his throne. What do you call them? They are Jahmiya. Because this aqidah, Jahm was the leader, who is the one who spread it. So they are Jahmiya. So when Aimma, the ulama, they refute Jahmiya, al-Radd ala al-Jahmiya, Imam Ahmad, al-Radd ala al-Jahmiya, Imam Bukhari, they are actually refuting anyone who take the path of Jahmiya. Therefore, in the book, Khalq Af'al al-Ibad wa al-Radd ala al-Jahmiya, Ashab al-Ta'adi, Imam Bukhari, from the Masail he mentioned is, Uluwullah ala khalqi, wa anna man ankara. Mada? Rather he generalized, man ankara ma wasaf Allahu bihi nafsahu. أو وصفه به رسوله كفر, ومن شبه الله بخلقه كفر, وليس مما وصف الله به نفسه ووصفه به رسوله من تشبيه. كلام صريح جدا, إمام بخاري says very clear. So anyone who deny that Allah, the description of Allah, what Allah ascribe himself, and what Prophet ﷺ ascribed to Allah, the anyone who deny, he says he's a kafir. And anyone who liken Allah to resemble Allah to his creation, he's kafir. And there is nothing resembling to the creation in Allah's descriptions. So al-muhim. So anyone who deny the description of Allah Azza wa Jal, he is mada, he is jahmi. He is jahmi. He is jahmi. Then the mu'allif, rahimahullah, he said, يُكَفِّرُ هَذَا ذَاكَ فِي مَا يَقُولُهُ وَيَذْكُرُ ذَا عَنْهُ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ ذُكِرُ. So this one, he make takfir. This jahmi, he make takfir on mu'tazili. And this Mu'tazili, he makes takfir on Ash'ari, for instance. Each one is making takfir on the other. وَيَذْكُرُ ذَا عَنْهُ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ ذُكِرُ. And he mentioned about him what he mentioned about him. So this one, he's saying you are kafir because you differ the aql. The intellect doesn't accept that description of Allah. So you are a kafir if you accept it. And the other one say, no, the intellect accept it. And if you don't accept it, you are a kafir. He said, وَبِالْعَقْلِ فِي مَا يَزْعُبُونَ التَّبَايَنُ وَكُلُّهُمْ قَدْ فَارَقَ الْعَقْلَ لَوْ شَعَرْ. وَبِالْعَقْلِ فِي مَا يَزْعُبُونَ التَّبَايَنُ. And by the intellect, based on what they claim that, what they affirm is because of the intellect. And they are different in their intellect. Each one is claiming what he affirmed is because of the intellect, because of the sound intellect. Is saying to deny all the description of Allah. No, to deny seven of it. No, to deny the description, but to accept the names. Why? Each one he claiming this is what the aql necessitates, the intellect, sound intellect necessitates. The Shaykh said, وَكُلُّهُمْ قَدْ فَارَقَ الْعَقْلَ لَوْ شَعَرْ. While in reality, all of them, they left the aql. They have no aql. When it comes to these issues, if they would feel, if they would perceive, but they don't. So every one of them, he claiming the aql necessitates this. The intellect requires this. If you have sound intellect, you have to, one of them say, deny all the description of Allah. Another one say, no, you have to accept seven and deny the rest. Another one say, no, you have to accept the names of Allah Azza wa Jal only, not the description. The other one say, no, you have to accept the names, all of it, with seven sifat. Another one, you say, you have to say the speech of Allah is hikaya an al-kalam. Ash'ari, the kullabi. The other one say, no, is ibara, maturidi, or the opposite. So each one, he claims something, and he said the proof is the aql. The sheikh said, while in reality, all of them left the aql. None of them has a sound aql because their aql contradicts to the narrations. And any intellect, any understanding, which contradicts to the narration, to the Quran and Sunnah, it contradicts to the understanding of Salaf or Salih, is falsehood. Then the Shaykh, he said, فَدَعَنْ كَمَا قَدْ أَبْدَعُوا وَتَنَطَّعُوا وَلَازِمْ طَرِيقَ الْحَقِّ وَالنَّصِّ وَاسْطَبِرْ. فَدَعَنْ كَمَا قَدْ أَبْدَعُوا, therefore leave off what they innovated. وَتَنَطَّعُوا, and what they become extreme. This extremism. And this is innovation. Therefore, leave off. All this is innovation. Leave off. Where do I go? وَلَازِمْ طَرِيقَ الْحَقِّ. And hold fast to the truth, to the path of truth. وَالنَّصِّ. Hold to the texts, Quran and Sunnah. وَاسْطَبِرْ, and try your best to be patient on that. Uphold to the truth. نعم. Uphold to the texts, the Quran and Sunnah. And endure patience on that. You need a lot of sabr to remain on the path of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Because when you see this great Azhari scholar, Sheikh, PhD holder, Mufti, who claim the aqidah, that the correct aqidah is aqidah of Asha'ira, and aqidah of Kullabiyya, to deny all the description of Allah but only seven, And he claimed that this is what the majority of the Muslims are. Only few people, Wahhabiyah, are denied. To remain on the truth, after hearing this, it needs sabr and patience. Especially when you are not grounded with solid knowledge. And you don't know that these people, they are really innovators. But the consensus of Salaf al-Salih, the ayat, the hadith, is not with them, it's against them. If you have that, then it will be easy for you to be patient. If you come to know the madhab of Imam Abu Hanifa, madhab Imam Bukhari, يعني madhab Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, madhab of Imam Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, Nisa'i, Ibn Majah, Ibn Khuzaymah, Ibn Hibban, if you come to know the madhab of the Sahaba, is this way, and then you find the people of your time have another madhab, but only few, without doubt, you will remain with the madhab of Salaf al-Salih. You will not belittle yourself. Rather, you will be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He guide you, Azza wa Jalla, to the truth. But if you don't know it, they may confuse you. Like they say, Wahhabi are new. They are innovators. Ibn Taymiyyah is the one who brought it. Muhammad Abdul Wahhab is the one who brought it. While you go back, you find it's the Aqidah of Imam Bukhari. He wrote books, Aqidah of Ahmad bin Hanbal, Aqidah Imam Shafi, Aqidah Imam Malik, in a clear way, in their own books. Now you see they're lying to you. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you yaqeen. We ask Allah al-Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us good ending. Wa sallallahu wa sallam, barak ala Nabi Muhammad wa ahli wa sahbihi ajma'in.